Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good, and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.
You can watch Man City versus Liverpool on Now TV for just €10. So what's stopping you? Going shopping again? You're already on first-name basis with the sales assistant. A family party? Your Aunt Mary has seen you 4 times this week already. This is a cracking fixture. Don't let anything get in your way. To treat yourself to a Now TV Sky Sports Day Pass and watch the games that matter to you for just €10, search Now TV Football today. Content streamed by internet. Full terms at nowtv.com.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you need. Tell me if it ain't good enough for you, babe. Tell me.
What song was that?
That was just a Cisco riff.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Tell me what you want from me.
Come on, medley.
Yeah! Let's start the show.
When I'm in trouble.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Blackish Show About Nothing.
Praise the Lord.
It's Jade and XD.
Not getting grown.
No, it's not.
It's not a phrase.
I am XD, a.k.a. the Chuck D of homosexuality, a.k.a. homo without a pause, a.k.a. Geffy, the gay Effie White, because, nigga, we all got pain, a.k.a. Fagnificent, a.k.a. Hoisha, a.k.a. the gay Mary Poppins, because I'm practically perfect in every way, a.k.a. homo la flor, a.k.a. Dat Fleet, totin' parrot, holding nigga on your damn street, a.k.a. Barbara Streisfag, a.k.a. 19%, because every day should have 19% of me. A.K.A. I'm every woman, it's all in me. And A.K.A. Bread Quanda, because if I can reach the base, get that dick out my face.
I'm nothing but trouble. Takiya Robinson.
Yeah. And today we have special guests in the His Naive
Gang Gang
Mouse Jones.
I don't have any AKs. And if I had any, there would definitely be no comparison to XD. So
it's fine. I've just been inspired by Desus and Miro, and that's why I do them.
Okay.
Shout I'm paying homage. The brand is strong. Brolic. Hi, welcome to the show, Mouse.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a very black event. I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, it's very black.
Like I've been here for only 20 minutes, and this is already the blackest thing I've done.
Well, that is so interesting because you know our tagline is the blackest show about nothing.
Yeah,
I think I know that.
The blackest show about nothing.
Because it's black and it's about nothing.
It's pointless.
Well, you've been doing well. It's been doing well for you. This show about nothing is a stream of income, so you guys are doing something right.
Boy, is it.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
I love doing that on my show, just making people feel dumb for listening to. Well, I don't know why y'all support it, but
back again. This is a grassroots production.
I'd be like, all 7,000 of you, thanks.
Thank you so much, all 12 of you.
Every week you just keep support coming back.
Your 50 cent Patreon donations are really,
keeping us afloat.
Groceries in the fridge.
Anyway, in the fridge. How was your week, Mouse? Start with you. How was your week?
Yes.
Okay, week, it's Tuesday.
It's Friday. It is.
Week has been immaculate. Mm-hmm. Everything I prayed for has come together.
Yes. Ibobo.
Hashanda. Yababa ho. Hey.
Oh, E-G-E-L-L-O
singular.
Oh Lord, yes, we are opening some type of gates here.
I don't know which ones. I don't know,
but we're there.
Who in the hell left the gate open?
No, but it's been a good week. It's been a good week. I'm still getting my body is still getting acclimated to being back from L.A.
You were being famous in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you were.
I was doing my job. I was literally doing a job.
Yeah, so
it was a cool job.
Yeah,
but I was doing that, and then as soon as I got back, I had a shit ton of meetings and bullshit. So
you're so important.
Yeah. They make me think that.
Yeah,
but I know better.
Meetings always. I know. See
better.
How meetings be full of you?
Yeah.
You know, there's always right like the water I want right there. It's like, oh, Cynthia, you must not be giving me what I want today.
No. You're just going to put me in meetings.
Exactly.
Goddamn.
When did Ascension become like the water of the hood? Like, you know what I mean? Like, when did... I mean, I enjoy it.
I'm so happy it's in my local bodega.
Yeah. When it hit the bodegas is when I was like...
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I just wasn't feeling the faucet and putting it in the
fridge. Wouldn't even matter to me.
Right.
I feel like that Ascension bottle.
Yeah.
Fixes everything.
Yeah, because it's like, I need... Because it's like essential. It's like, nigga, I need this.
Yes,
I do.
Yeah. Great marketing, Ascension.
Yeah, they did.
Great marketing.
They did that. The Swiss did that. Jade, how was your week?
They did. They also did IKEA.
They did.
Shout out to the Swiss.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
My week. How was my week? We had Noah's birthday.
We did.
It was a wrinkle in time.
Whole lot of gang.
It was a black ass wrinkle in time. It was a cookout. It was a wrinkle in time with brisket. You know what I'm saying? We had a
grand. I didn't have any of the brisket. I'm
so sad. It was so tender.
Damn.
I cooked it for like 4 hours in the oven earlier in the morning and then put it on the grill.
Damn. It was also very hot. And
woo,
I didn't want
to... nigga.
Yeah. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
Woo, nigga.
Because that birthday
hot.
Party would have been canceled. Understand this, like,
listen, there was
dope barbecue was on Sunday, and I was like on that stage about to hit the promoter, like, yo, let's not do this.
Let's not do it.
Let's give them their money back.
It's unsafe at this point.
I just want you to know, the party started at 2:00. At 1:45, I really had a moment.
So here's the thing: the party started at 2:00, and I got to my party at 2:00, trying to be a good. A good host, trying to be professional. I was on a professional wave.
Yes.
So I was like, let's keep it up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I regret it. At 2:00. And I regretted every single black ass person that was there at 2:00. Because I said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Y'all knew how hot it was. And y'all showed up on time.
On time. Why?
Don't know.
You don't ever have to show up to your own parties on time. Just so you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
This time I said, you know
Shows,
what?
Shows, yes. Parties.
I said, this time I'm going to try and be... Because I wanted to get food. Our food usually runs out. And I don't eat the hot dogs and the hamburgers. I'm not a regular bitch. I don't do that.
No.
I'm not. So we're not going to disrespect me and give me hot dogs and hamburgers.
Don't take me to Applebee's.
Exactly. Yes. Don't.
No.
Don't.
Like, you better be one of the city girls.
Yeah.
Don't. Free JT.
Free JT.
Free JT.
Free JT.
And shout out my baby Krisha. If you know, if you've seen my Twitter during BT weekend, she definitely got a good foot massage during our interview.
Yeah.
Free JT. On Twitter.
We'll be one of your better.
Follow
one of your
on
better
Twitter.
Decisions this
Mouse
week.
Mouse has read me on a number of occasions without even knowing that he's doing so. Mouse said a hood bitch loves to have a baby. And what get married later? I can't remember what the shit. Oh
yes.
Keep the microphone where.
But yes, I do appreciate a good hood woman that loves to have a baby and then the wedding after. I appreciate things of that nature.
I was like, hi, my name is Jade. My kid was 2 at our wedding.
There's very little that I love more than a hood woman who is comfortable being a hood woman.
Thank you.
That's what?
You know,
thank you. That warms my
save
heart.
That sophistication for somebody else. Mouse wants you the way you were. Bonnet,
that's
double
right.
Dutch, and Chinese slippers.
With ooh. The jewels.
Oh, yes.
You have a type.
He does.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I need a woman who's going to come outside
beach.
In the bonnet.
Mm. Mm.
If she comes outside, yeah, see? The bush.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the lady I'm dating right now, she's from, I called her a lady. Jesus Christ. She's
look at you. Fuck yes.
Me up.
Yes.
Yeah, she's definitely not a lady. She's not that old.
Okay.
She's a woman.
Okay.
But yeah, she's definitely from East New York, and she checks off all of the the hoodness I need.
She answers the door for Mouse when he comes over in her biker shorts and her Chinese slippers and her bonnet, and he's like, let's go.
And I'm in heaven. Yeah.
Let's go right
I'm
now.
Like, I'm like,
let's
can
go
we
get some fried rice.
You're about to say your leftover Chinese is in the fridge.
Like, can we just warm this up?
Yeah.
Like, you ordered this last night, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. Like, oven. Don't order me no fresh Chinese food. Yeah. If you know I'm coming over on Saturday, order that shit on Friday. Early, too. Because I need all of that.
The juice.
I need all that freshness to get out and sink to the bottom.
I need it to sink.
So when you microwave. See, nah, we giving away too many hood tips. I'm sorry. Too many hood tips.
Oh.
You know what I mean? We need a cooking segment where we, like, show them how to warm shit up. Like, yeah. Get a cooking segment, and we're not going to show you how to cook. We're going to show you how to warm shit up properly. Niggas don't know about how to warm shit up. Like, the biscuits.
In the oven.
They don't understand this. See? You like, know. The Cheddar Bay biscuits.
No, you have to wrap them up. Like, if you put
in
them
foil.
In a microwave.
There you see, in foil.
So you keep
foil.
The moisture in.
Yeah.
Nobody understands that. Yeah, you just microwave your hard-ass bricks. No. And then you be talking shit about Red Lobster establishment.
We threw the microwave out.
What's a microwave? No. To be honest.
I
what's
don't
a microwave?
Know.
My mother don't even really
German.
Use that.
Okay.
Look, we got to heat this thing up.
That's right. In the oven.
At
and
the,
on, top
on
the
bottom.
Stove.
And shout out to all the people who really black and never used broil. Shout out to everybody who only knows the broil feature to where
good
you keep the
pants.
Bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
Put it on
that's,
broil.
Like, that's what? Where the pans are kept.
Yeah.
Where I put the pans?
Right.
Where I'm supposed to put them? Can't put them in the oven. That's why I keep my shoeboxes.
Yeah.
Let me stop.
Yes, we are black.
We are so black.
We are bliggity black.
But, So you had Noah's thing. It was
yes,
it
Noah's
was good.
Thing. It was great. Went to work. All of that. I'm alive. How was your week?
I got wasted at a 5-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, you did. No, wow. Crystal got wasted.
Yeah, and
at a
got yeah, wow. And took the rest of us with her.
Fran came over to me. She said, "We're gonna go soon, but we're just gonna let Crystal finish taking her nap."
Yeah.
And I looked over, and my girl, because it was in the park, I told everybody.
It was
playing.
Hot.
Cheers, my girl.
It was hot, and we got wasted spread. In the park.
Crystal was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had a crush on anyone like I have a crush on Crystal. It is like, you know what? I take it back. I have a double crush on her and Fran, and there's no reason. That doesn't even make sense.
I love it
because, yeah. I love it. Like I said on Friend Zone, I'm not gonna waste their time.
Yeah.
I ain't got shit for you but 7 minutes. That's it.
Oh,
that's
oh,
all I have.
Can we have a real conversation?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there are Nick.
I don't have nothing for
Mouse
him.
Has been calling me ma'am.
I'm sorry. My
all afternoon. And then he just said that his lady is not a lady. She's a woman because she's not old. So now I'm really feeling
no.
old.
Oh, my God. I would never refer to you as a lady. Like, I wouldn't be like, yo, I went on J9XD podcast. They'd be like, yo, who's Jade? Yo, this is lady. Like, I wouldn't say that. I'd be like, I'm not Jade.
Besides, it's not applicable.
Yeah.
This lady. Like, I wouldn't say that.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
My friends all like to call me... the butch queen of the...
Oh, my Lord. Oh, I'm still
anyway.
Learning. I'm still learning my terms.
What were we about to talk about? I don't know.
Me not but, wanting to waste Crystal and Fran's
time. Do you know
time.
How many niggas come to me?
Mm.
And they come to me, and they're like, yo, can I... No.
Yeah,
you can't shoot your shot, because you are not good enough. And I'm not saying that about you.
No, I'm not.
But
I've accepted this.
I appreciate
this.
The
king
fact
of
that
self-aware.
See, the thing about me... Always an awareness of self.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what separated me from it.
Remember your spirit.
Like, yes. I know. I've literally had... Going back, I literally have had refried Chinese food entirely too many times in my life to ever be able to really have a conversation with Fran.
I really...
Outside
I
of singing her praises.
Fran from
PJ's.
Crystal, I don't know that many words yet. And I know words. Like, I know mad words. Like, we did this test on horrible decisions, and I got, like, 38,000.
I heard.
I got mad words. How about this? Crystal at least doubled that. So I don't even know enough words to say, hey, how are you guys? Like, no. I'm not. Fuck out of here. I'll tell myself to fuck out of here. I just stand them from afar. Just.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
I have nothing but 7 minutes for you.
I'm not.
30 minutes of mouth time, but they... 7 minutes of stroke. That's it. 37 minutes altogether. That's all I have for them.
And we're going to take a nap and wake up and watch Power.
No, I'm not. No. We're not going to take a nap because I know I'm not. I don't belong there. I'm going to leave because I feel like my time is done. I want you to hit it. Hit it. I want you to move. I've served my purpose. I'm gonna leave before you get a chance to kick me out.
This is so
good day, man.
And I feel like with Crystal, I would have to punch out. I'd be like, all right, just punching out.
Here's my car.
This is my ticket. I'm done. It's like the train, like the LIRR. Like this is, it was a one way. I'm out of here.
Oh my god.
Like a white.
I think Fran would find the nicest way ever to tell me to get out.
She's like, you know, so it's really time for me to do my yoga.
I feel like I feel like there's a lot of energy in here.
Oh my god.
All right, so I'm gonna jump out.
I think that our time has passed.
it was cool. We did, you know.
It was great while it lasted, but our time has passed, and I don't want you to feel away about it.
Right, right.
If you want to talk through it,
right,
you can text me.
Or talk space.
in any event.
Now through Sunday, get to Kohl's and save big. Shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Gear up for fall with new athletic shoes for the family. $49.99 and under. Active tees and shorts for the family are just $9.99 and under. And save on kitchen must-haves like Instant Pot and Nutribullet. Now, $59.99 and under. Plus, get fast and free store pickup. Find a little more this fall. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles and September 13th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good, and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
I'm sorry.
This Steve. Summer. No.
Completely my fault. I'm sorry.
It's fine. Speaking of summer love and all that, this episode is sponsored by FabFitFun. And the FabFitFun Summer Editor's Box is now available.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women to discover new products for a life well lived.
Now, I know it's geared towards women, but I love this box. And there's no sample sizes of anything. And you get a bunch of stuff in this one box.
I mean, listen, I get things, large size things. So in the summer box, I got a Yumi Chem train case and periwinkle. That's light purple. A Hava mineral hand cream.
Which
y'all know
love,
how we feel
we
about
love
that. Hava
that that's amazing.
My goodness.
It smells so delicious. It's so
and,
good.
And the Spun Gel Papaya Yuzu Box Flower Body Wash Infused Butter.
Yes, and it's really good. Did you try it yet?
Yeah. I have. Buffer, yes.
The buffer, yeah, it's amazing.
I did, and it's amazing.
Right. Sign up for FabFitFun today to get your Summer Editor's Box. Use my code JadeXD to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Again, use promo code JadeXD to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code JadeXD to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
You get so much stuff for $39.99. It's not even $40!
Yeah, it's not. It's really good.
It's nice.
All right. So, more fun with Mouse after the break. All right, back to the show. We're doing Six Brown N-Words today.
Yes. Y'all know we love to do it when niggas are in the house.
Yeah. So I'm going to read these random things. You're aware of Six Brown Chicks,
yes,
right?
Love what they do upon the Twitter.
Yeah, they make our lives better and worse at the same time. So I'm going to read and you provide, you know, your excellent commentary. Jade hasn't seen these, and maybe you have seen these. If not, then what? If you have, then just pretend like you have it.
All right.
At my summer job, we're paid in cash every Friday.
Okay.
I didn't actually read these beforehand. I just kind of just... whew, let me see if I can get through it without laughing. At my summer job, we're paid in cash every Friday. Twice, a muscular girl robbed me at gunpoint.
Oh, my Lord.
I asked my coworker to watch me after that, and he stopped the third attempt. The cops came and the robber ran. My coworker swears it's my boyfriend in drag. Advice.
Well, I was either going to say it was her boyfriend or Simone Biles.
I thought you was going to say Raven Simone.
She ain't that muscular. Simone Biles, that young queen is brolic as shit.
Brolic.
She is.
And she's like thick. Little. Yeah. So
she's thick and she will ruin your life.
Right. Yeah. So what... Listen, if it's your boyfriend, I respect it. You gotta keep shit in, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what the world has come to, you know. Couples,
you gotta rob each other. Gotta rob your girlfriend.
Well, because on Twitter they gonna make fun of you for asking for money, so now you gotta find a way to get it. You can't ask your girl for money, you gotta rob her.
Just like you could, like, you know, when we want to be these independent women, you know, we can't be like, nigga, I need your money. That's why that one chick was like, ladies, I need to know the best setting finishing spray. I like to use Scandinavia, so I need to know how you need to rob these niggas because I'm trying to get them.
Yeah.
Listen, you can't.
You gotta rob these niggas.
Jay brings up a good point. You can't be nice for what and then be asking for money. Because I will let you know why you need to be nice. Yeah. I will let you know all the reasons. So yeah. So,
I'm all for robbing niggas. I just I mean,
but we're equal. It's equality, so you know. And shout out to him for being comfortable enough to be in drag, you know.
Duality.
Yeah. Hey, duality. You never see the sun and the moon at the same time.
That's one of the realest things I've ever heard. Okay. One of the realest things. The first time I heard it, I said, "Well, you don't."
Now, because if you think about it, you will see the moon and the sun at the same time. But you'll never see the sun and the moon
at the same time.
Duality.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
And that'd be for free.
Drop these nigga jokes.
Mouse Van Zant.
It was a whip. It was a whip.
Put your belly to the ground, beloved.
Beloved nigga.
Yo, everybody always asks me the moment when I know I make it and I never have an answer, right? Uh-huh. I now know when I get a mammy titty hug, when I get to lay my bearded face
Let me just call Tatiana Janine right quick.
No. Hugs is okay. But those not Ayanlas. They don't have the tears that Ayanla has. Do you understand the technique?
You need like Hope of Slave Titties.
This is real.
I need Ayanla Van Zant to take my freshly.
You want Aretha Franklin titties?
No, I just want Ayanlas.
Just Ayanlas.
That's how I know I make it. She hugs me.
Big mammy titty.
Okay.
When she be like, come here, beloved. You are not all right. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You are no longer mouse. You are rat.
And I would be like, I'm rat.
Red Alexander. Red Jones.
I'm Red Jones. See, beloved. See, beloved, you had to leave the childish things when you were a child.
See?
You can no longer be mouse. You must, beloved, be rat.
What you have to do is you have to appreciate the journey Ayanla takes. Ayanla is the best thing that ever happened to TV.
Rhonda.
No, yeah.
When she takes you through a whole television episode. I was watching the one where she was with the brothers.
Yeah.
With all the brothers, right?
And they didn't know their daddy.
Yeah. And so they wilding out. And she had already reminded son in like the first segment. So now he's bugging out. She's like, your battery. Remember the battery. Remember the battery. And I watched the nigga calm down. The nigga remembered his battery.
Yeah.
See?
I'd be trying to remember my battery when these niggas be playing with
it. But in the father's defense, it was the 80s. There weren't fathers around in the 80s.
Can we just go into
that? Like, fathers? What fathers?
I just want to go into the next 80s. One. Is there another story?
Fine, we'll go on.
Because that nigga wants to hit a nerve. Nigga, I did not have a dad for 6 years, my nigga.
Oh. What year was that?
That was from 89 to 95.
And what about you, friend?
Oh, who?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shout out to my dad.
It's the 80s.
I got my mom married a great man in 96. And yeah. I got my dad.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. That's
I was the only nigga on the block with a dad. Niggas were trying to borrow my dad. Like, get the fuck out of here, son.
It's mine.
Yo, I'll bring him back. No, you won't. Get the fuck out of here.
I waited
You still have my GameCube. Like, you think you're going to bring my dad back?
Absolutely not.
Fuck out of here.
Can't borrow my dad on my bike.
Okay. Here we go. I only love my dad and my bike.
I'm sorry.
Is it my dad or is it my dad?
My dad. Only love my dad and my bike.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, niggas.
You ready for the next one?
Oh, beautiful niggas.
Okay. We're going to... 4 years ago, my woman got pregnant.
Oh, shit.
I left town because I wasn't ready to be a father.
Respectable.
This must be the 80s. I sent $50 to her monthly while I worked on me.
Definitely got to be the 80s. How you send $50? Cash App?
Oh, wait. It gets better. I'm back and asked to see my child. She said, what kid fuck makes you think I kept it? All those money orders she cashed. Advice.
You got to sue her. I would seek legal representation.
Ooh, see, this is a touchy one because
I mean
he did get her pregnant.
He did, but he didn't leave per se. He kind of Donnell Jones the situation.
No, he left. No, Mouse, he left.
He did not.
No, Donnell Jones did.
No. I told you, no, Donnell Jones. Donnell Jones is the very first song that we had as fucked up song of the week.
No, there's no.
That's
he left.
Fucked up song.
Yeah,
the woman in the song is fucked up, right?
How?
Yeah, I never seen the video.
First, no.
It's not the song.
No.
Like, no, I'm just saying, I never seen the video. Like, my nigga said, like, he wrote his baby girl a message. Said he won't be coming home. He'd rather be alone right now. Because he'd rather leave than to cheat. That is a commendable nigga. There's not too many of us like
it's
that.
Commendable, but it's fucked
the minute,
up.
But why is she on dates with Carl Kanai? Now my man is in the window dressed like, I know what you did last summer, sick. Donnell didn't deserve that, and neither did this young man. He didn't
leave. It's called Mansurance, Mouse.
Mansurance shitting me. Better than me. Because like I said, I don't threaten women, but I would have beat the shit out of her grandfather.
See, he's coming for Papa.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What he need to do. He need to beat the shit out of Papa.
No, he doesn't. It's his fault. First of all, what makes him think that $50 is going to do anything for a child? That's number one.
If he sent it every month, it depends on what years. Because it's in the
2018.
$50 is good.
They sent this to six. It wasn't the 80s when they tweeted six brown chicks.
I'm just saying.
They did this last week.
I'm just saying, as a parent of two children, I know. Especially
$50 would have went a long way in 96.
It would have went a long way in 2018 if you had a baby shower.
All right.
If you had a baby shower, you would... Jade, as a baby shower veteran, you know how many Pampers did you get that baby shower?
Quite a few.
Is this what I'm saying? You don't have... You, really,
But expenses come up. Like
what? More Pampers?
Like,
that's it.
Kids
Pampers
are expensive.
Inform, you breastfed?
For 6 months, but that's it.
$50, she cashed, she pocketed that.
I had to supplement with formula as well.
Oh.
And formula is like,
formula is like a kilo. $50. Yeah. Formula is
$50. Exactly. See?
Formula is
$50. That's it. It don't even cover the onesies.
It really don't.
What you talking about? I get paid?
$50. So that makes you rich?
It's a start. Damn, why you riding me so hard?
I'm not riding you, baby. I'm trying to make you understand. And you know how I run my house.
Especially when they shit up the onesie. Because kids got this way of shitting
the
up the back. It defies gravity.
I don't understand it.
XD, don't ever do this.
Yeah.
You have a choice.
I will never. I will never. I'm not having
you
children.
You have a choice.
No.
Like when I meet my brothers from the gay community and they talk about, you know, if I have a kid. There's no if.
No.
You make a decision to do this. You pay money.
I have options, and I'm going to exercise every last minute of my options.
God looked out for you.
Yeah, he will. Ebobo.
Oh, God. Okay. Almost lost the ice cube. Okay.
All right.
But yes, he needs to beat the shit out of Grandpa or Uncle Lester, whoever's around. Whoever cooks the beans, whoever the uncle is that cooks the beans.
With the mandals. Yeah.
Beat him the fuck up at the cookout. Because what? Why would you take my $50 and not be pregnant?
I mean,
that's prenatal.
No, I think she got an abortion.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She took the $50 she sent and added $300.
She did the response. They went half.
Yeah.
But he didn't. How you know he wanted to do that? How you know he wasn't prepared to be a dad when he came back?
Because he left, nigga.
When he came back.
How do we know that? How are we to know that he was ever going to come back?
See, this is the thing in our community. We tend to take our black men at face value.
What?
And have no...
Why else wouldn't we?
And have no insight to the future. See, black people, we are magic.
We are, but I'm trying to
figure... We can see the future and possibility in everything. But our black men... that man was going to be ready to be a great father when he came back.
There's or until he met his white queen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. That's all right. It's just water.
That's what that did to me. It shook it to me.
Because what?
If no, you going to tell the truth, we're going to tell the truth.
Okay, but, hey, no. I don't even like that narrative. That I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, good.
Matt, please have some more ice.
Of course you did.
Oh my
Can
God.
I have some ice too? I'm sorry.
No, you don't deserve ice, sir.
Oh, yes, I do. That. Yes, I do. Queen. Stonewall. I deserve it all.
Listen, black men have a.
Black men do have it rough. I'm not going to lie.
We have a reputation of leaving but coming back strong.
It's not the finals. This is real life.
Which is the finals? Think about it like sex. Your first outing might not be that good. But you come back for that round two, you be on their ass.
But you just said all you got is 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's the first round. I sleep through this shit.
I've heard.
Yeah, I sleep through it. That's why I say all I got is 7 rounds. If I had it in me, like if I had a Red Bull or something,
okay.
To stay up, round two, I'd be on your ass. But that 7 minutes wears me out. I'm like, you know, it don't make no sense to even try and wait this out and go to bed.
Okay.
I got tweets in the morning.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna let you have that. You know, that's fine.
I'm just saying, we gotta give this man a little credit here.
I'm giving him nothing but nothing.
He came back.
Okay. He left. Niggas always come back.
I know if a nigga left.
If we know this, then but why for do
the
we
wrong,
not
for the wrong reason? He's probably homeless.
As a proud homosexual.
Aww.
Notice I emphasized the B.
Yes,
shout out to all my homosexual brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I'm a hobosexual.
We know, we talked about homosexuals.
And there's nothing wrong with us.
Ooh.
Homosexuality over poverty.
For
you know?
A futon. God damn.
Homosexuality over homelessness any day of the week.
Never had a bill in his name.
For what? I put a little something on it though.
Mouse is like, nice for what?
Nice for what?
Bills for
because
what?
The bills ain't in my name. I ain't gotta be nice. They gonna shut your power off.
Trash. See, this is why I was weary in my 20s of niggas like you.
Listen.
This is why I waited.
Hey, and you got a good one.
I did. I got a great one.
And you know, shout out to all the women
who took
my
time.
And shout out to all the women who took their time to run into me. Because
I'm so sorry.
Doop found me, and I'm a great man. But you know, those before might not feel that way. And
the nigga who haunts you in your dreams.
He does not feel that way at all. Does not feel that way. Definitely doesn't feel that way at all. But you know, shout out to her for waiting. She ain't wait. Fuck out of here. Sometimes we be. Actually, I see you trying to go somewhere, but I got to get this on my chest. Because sometimes we be giving women credit for waiting, and they ain't wait. You just happen to be there when I came out of being ain't shit. You ain't really wait.
How you thinking?
Because I'm watching. I'm going to tell you why. I was watching this. Me and Doop, we was watching we was watching the Black Love documentary this past weekend.
On own, yeah.
I didn't see any. No. But
it's
maybe
actually,
that's I'm problematic.
Okay.
And I also was watching season two. I didn't see the first season.
Okay, all right.
So maybe that because the stuff I was watching, really good,
nice.
Really honest.
Is that the one with Tia and Corey?
I didn't see them. I seen
the one with Viola Davis. Her husband was nice.
I think that was season one.
Yeah.
I seen D.L. Hughley and his crying ass.
Oh.
I seen. There was some other couples. They was doing some strange shit. There was a lesbian couple. Very boring.
Well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Hey, let's shout out to y'all lesbians because y'all really be in it for the love. Because they seemed very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very boring. And yeah. I was just like, this
the mantra
is...
of our show outside of... the mantra of our show is
yeah.
Get yourself a stud.
Get
yeah,
yourself
get a stud.
Yes.
Get a stud.
Because
they
I think
you.
They... Yeah, they will. Within like 3 weeks too.
No.
Three days.
3 hours. 3 days. Yeah. 3 weeks is usually what it takes for the adoption to go through.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
3 hours. Club time.
Got you. But I was watching that show and I realized that almost all the women, when they met these men, these so-called loves of their lives, they was with some other nigga.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Think about that shit. So it really calls into question, when we be finding these good women, who's really the prize after all? Now, I know the Bible says, amen, in Proverbs, a man who findeth a good thing, oh, a man who finds a wife
finds
a good thing. Amen. Now, when he says that,
Deacon Mouse.
Now, when he says that, it is therefore believed, amen, that the woman, amen, is already the prize, amen, that she doesn't have to now become the prize because she is already the prize. Follow me. And the man is the one that's doing the finding. But, amen, in the documentary, somebody say documentary.
Documentary.
Shut up, Baba. I just want a podcast that'll pray with me.
One person, two people.
Now, in the documentary, these men, Kirk Franklin, D.L. Hughley, Sterling K. Brown, everybody found their woman with someone else.
Wait. Sterling K. Brown's woman, his wife was with somebody else?
Yes, she was dating someone else. When they met, she was dating someone else. I bet you was. I know you was. Because you know why? Sir, let's burn this house down. Sir, we're going to find Papa. We're going to put a hit on Papa because this is ridiculous. But this is all I'm saying. Because single women are never really single. That's all I'm saying.
Of course not. Why should they be?
And niggas ain't never really single.
That's actually a lie. We're always single until we're in love.
See?
And you have to make us fall in love, then when you'll never be single a day in your life.
I made a nigga fall in love in lesbian time.
Jeez, okay. Do we have another?
We have several.
Okay, let's go. Because what? I'm tweeting. I made a nigga fall in love on lesbian time. God damn.
So listen. You have to listen to this very carefully because when I read this, I was confused.
Okay, Dad.
My cousin lost her home and dog in a fire.
Okay.
Before the fire, I loaned her $100 to get her hair done for her birthday.
Okay.
I asked for my money for months, and she played me. I feel bad the dog died, but I want her to know that I did it, and I forgave her about the loan. What to say?
I think a nice little note would suffice.
Maybe an email. A tweet.
Say nothing. Like, you committed arson and you killed her dog.
It's like an episode.
You committed arson and murder.
Yeah.
You going down.
Like, say less.
And you killed a dog.
Say nothing.
You know killing a dog is right up there with killing the president.
You know how they feel about killing a dog.
You know white people don't play with them dogs.
No.
You killed a dog.
In the arms of the angels.
It just got black and white in there.
Fly away.
If you too. Why have they never put DMX in one of those videos?
Because he's too busy on the Reading Rainbow.
Okay, XD, go ahead.
Say we're gonna skip that one because that was easy. Like, no, girls, don't say anything.
I got advice for your cousin, but not for you.
Same.
I would leave little hints though.
When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. She don't wanna do nothing with their life. When a fire starts to burn, right, and it starts to spread, she gonna bring that attitude home. You don't wanna do nothing with their life.
Like every time she comes in, I'll play, burning up. Oh, I'm like, burning up.
Oh my God.
Just in her sleep.
Like only wearing like Red Hot Mary.
Yes. And like get a dog, get like a stuffed dog, like a Build-A-Bear dog, and stuff it with $100 bills. Like, bitch. She gave him $100. You still have a dog.
A dirty stuffed dog on the lawn.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Moving on.
Yeah, BT, I'm sorry.
This is rough.
His views are his own. That is the reason for the disclaimer each and every episode.
This one is rough. I've been taking care of my man for years.
Regular.
He can be abusive. His family is rude, but I love him. I'm pregnant, and before I could share the news, he left. He said he was miserable with me and never loved me. He doesn't mean this. I just want us to be a family. Advice.
Can we skip this? Because this is regular.
No. No.
This is mad regular.
Judge Jen Toller said.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. I seen that today. Go ahead. Preach. Preach, said, Bishop.
There's only so many times.
Yes.
You can be with somebody mm-hmm. when they don't want you. Mm-hmm. If they just say it once that they don't want you, and they don't have to say it. They could just show it by not coming home or doing X, Y, and Z.
Which
like
is not
he
true.
Don't.
Which is not true, by
it's very
the way.
True. He just don't want you, sis. And he doesn't mean it. Yes, he does. When people show you who they are.
Believe them.
Believe them.
Still, like, I rise.
Yeah. Like, says it's okay. Just get $350.
What? No, don't. Okay, we're.
No,
or,
he has
sir,
the
you
he has
are
the.
Or a staircase.
Okay.
That's his favorite.
And live your best life. Like, you, like, this is a sign.
Just have the baby.
This, no.
He'll come back.
No. Why would you want somebody like that to come back?
He'd be a great father.
Oh, the ghetto. No.
The anti-hero.
No. I'm the Green Ranger for real. I keep telling y'all.
That is awful.
I'm the Green Ranger for... Y'all thought I was playing. I'm Tommy for real.
You are. You know, you are Dre. You are Dre.
Dre, listen, you don't know what side Dre gonna fall on. No, nah, there ain't no way I'm ever be
or
Dre.
Are you
Rotimi, Rotimi's nose is too big to be me. My face cannot handle that. Rotimi got a
everybody say bell pepper.
Rotimi's nose comes with insurance.
Like Rihanna's legs.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Rotimi is very pretty in person. He's like, I'm not like attracted to him, but like when I saw him at the Black Panther premiere thing, I was just like, he has like,
At the MoMA?
No.
Oh.
We had the Black Twitter screening.
Excuse me.
Right.
Didn't get
not
that info.
Enough for that.
I was at the MoMA. I was thankful enough to be at the MoMA.
I was recording Getting Grown.
Oh. Oh, you were getting a check. It's okay.
Yeah.
But I Black was, Twitter, shout out. I think was, that I'm was, a, you know, contributor was, to Black Twitter. I would was, like to be involved in these things.
I just be talking shit.
Yeah, you know.
But anywho, he like came in and he has like this glow about him.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, huh.
That's why he is Nigerian butterscotch.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely wastes a lot of women's time. That glow doesn't just come naturally. Take from someone like me who glows. I wasted a lot of women's time in my past.
And that's what gives you the glow?
Yeah, because listen,
you don't hear the things that are coming out of his
mouth. You don't want me to be honest, do you? You know when men, say men are draining? We're draining y'all.
I say
y'all
men are draining.
Exactly. We're draining you of your glow. So when we are glowing.
This is why I'm an advocate for niggabaticals. You have to take a niggabatical because niggas be stealing your glow.
But look at Rotimi, though. It works.
White women.
It works.
You get a stud, y'all. Every is but, more, but for more confirmed than a Don King
steal
perm.
Your glow.
But do you know who don't glow? Omari Hardwick. He doesn't glow. You know why? He's taking a white woman's energy. That dulls you. BT, once again, I apologize.
His views are his own.
I'll apologize later. The views shared by Mouse Joe's are not those shared of BT or their proprietors. Yep.
Moving on. Because I can't.
I'm sorry, I just say things. I'm so sorry.
No, because
I've never noticed that there is no nigga with a white woman that is glowing. Name me one. Y'all thought
Fox turned into Uncle Jamie overnight.
He's dating a Scientology refugee.
Think about who else? Winston Duke. There was always something off about him. M'Baku.
I thought he was
gay. No, M'Baku's not gay. He dates a white woman.
Oh.
It's the same thing.
I ran into him. We ran into him on the
street. Your words,
today.
Not mine. So here we go.
His views are his own.
I'll apologize.
So listen carefully. She said she was with my man on Thursdays.
Okay.
I pulled up to fight and lost.
Oh.
Second fight, lost my breath mid-fight.
Mm.
I worked out for months. Brought a friend to live stream round 3, and we set the date to pull up. He says, "Stop boxing, babe. I'm fucking her too."
The live stream
advice. Do you really wanna find what's it crazy? Do you really wanna find guess who? Do you really wanna find Justine? Do you really wanna find that? Think about it, man. Think before you move. Look, oh yeah, my God, no ideas. Come
he's fucking the live streamer, the bitch that keeps beating his girlfriend
up. That's what you get.
What I'm gonna say is, God bless this man for being able to love a woman who lost a fight. Because I am not that mature. If that and that's another thing.
Neither am I.
That's another thing. Don't fight me if you know you can't fight. Because I'm not gonna fight back, and I'm gonna let you get a few hits off so you feel yourself. I'm gonna grab you up, restrain you. Do the angry storm out. I'll come back. And I'm going to come back. That's going to be the end of that. Don't go out here and embarrass us as a fucking unit. Because now I'm out here looking like the man. Why? Because I'm cheating. I got bitches fighting over me. But when I got to go home with the bitch that lost, you ruin us as a unit. And I can't love you past that. Because
this is,
I have a reputation.
You said a lot of bullshit today, but this is one thing I actually agree with.
Say,
yeah, I'm like, yeah.
I can't love a nigga who lost.
Like if you lost the fight.
And the thing is, you get a pass because you my woman. You ain't got to fight. It's supposed to be you yelling at her, yelling at me, slapping me. We leave together.
Yeah, but you know it all.
The days are getting shorter, and you can feel it in the air. Yes, it's that time of year. Pumpkin is finally back at Dunkin'. It's the cozy you've been craving all summer long, now in your cup at Dunkin'. Pick up all of your pumpkin favorites, like the signature pumpkin spice iced latte or a pumpkin iced coffee, and bakery items like pumpkin donuts and muffins. Sip into something comfortable to celebrate the start of cozy season. Use the Dunkin' app for contactless ordering. America runs on Dunkin'.
With the new iPhone SE for less than $100 at Metro, you rule. It's the most affordable iPhone on the number one brand in prepaid. So whether you're studying online or FaceTiming.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear.
The iPhone SE has all you need. Switch to Metro and get the iPhone SE for $99.99 after rebate redemption and 6 months of service with AutoPay. Metro by T-Mobile. Rule your day. Limit one per account slash household. Requires port and ID validation. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
But if you gonna pop, you gotta win. You got washed, sis.
Twice. Sis? And then said,
she no longer about me. She's
you know, and then got washed twice. Because what killed me was she said she lost her breath.
Lost her breath.
Sis. Now here goes the thing. I'm not gonna hold that against her.
I will. No, because that means you plant... The second time you had to plan on it, so you should have been prepared already.
Yeah, but sometimes she might have got punched in the stomach. And as a nigga that fought a lot,
I think she was
up,
just out of shape.
I lost breath.
She was out of shape because she was like, I trained for months.
You're supposed to know to lean. You're supposed to know to lean
she
on.
She don't know. See, she had to go train.
Okay.
And that's corny.
That's corny. Hey.
It's corny.
I would. Hey, shout out to that man.
Take
he really loves her.
Keep it pushing.
I think the moral of the story is find you a man that loves you. Because this man loves her.
Or a stud.
Get a stud.
Or get a stud.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And
before we can take a break,
okay.
Say I get a stud. Am I gay? What am I? I'm straight.
No.
Is there a new word for me?
You would be pansexual. We'll go with that.
Yes, pansexual. Yes. Yeah.
Because I don't want her to get the strap.
No, it doesn't have to be that.
There's some beautiful studs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I can see the girl in you.
Listen, he wants a stud, and Asante wants a stud.
Okay.
So
you would be pansexual.
So no, it's 2018.
Anything's it's 2018.
Possible.
At the end of the day, words are words.
Yeah. I just look at you and be like, "Yo, those are two beautiful niggas right there."
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dap them up no matter what.
Yeah.
Dap them up and make love to them.
Yo, because that's what I would do at the end. As soon as I finish, 7 minutes, my nigga. That shit was crazy.
That's only if a stud wants you.
Only if she wants me.
That's right.
Because consent.
Consent.
And you are not, and sis, you are not here to be consumed by me. I don't partake in this new patriarchy bullshit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only if you want to be consumed by me.
That's right.
Will I consume you.
And we'll be back. And we're back. The Gospel According to Mouse Jones.
That's the name of the episode.
It is.
So... Let's take a quick break because I just want to tell you all about this bra that I got.
Okay.
Because I know you want to hear all about it.
Yeah.
It's from Third Love.
Third Love.
It uses thousands of real woman's measurements. Third Love designs its bras with breast size and shape in mind so that they fit impeccably and feel even better. Mm-hmm. It's hands down the most comfortable bra you'll own, and Third Love guarantees a perfect fit. Returns and exchanges are free and easy. I love Third Love. Third Love asked me all kinds of questions. Are your titty shaped like bells? Mm-hmm. Are your titty shaped like two styrofoam cups? Do they sit out like two ice cream cones? You know what I'm saying? You have bubble titties, grapefruit titties. It's wonderful. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/JXD now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/JXD for 15% off today. Get your titties in order.
All right. All right. So.
You know what I like? I like when somebody who had me blocked for no good goddamn reason follows me.
What?
Because you know how you find out sometimes you be find out you be blocked. And I'm like, I ain't never said nothing to your black ass ever in my life. Why am I blocked? But I don't be caring. I find out because, like, I want to see what my friend said. My friend, I follow some funny people.
Yeah.
And so my friends will say some funny shit, but I'll be like, why can't I see this tweet? This usually has you blocked. And I'll be like, you pretentious bastard.
Yeah.
As if I ever said something to your black ass. But then they followed me just now.
Four people.
You blocked some? Who you blocked?
No, I've been blocked by four people.
Who has you blocked?
Torre.
The rapper?
No.
Torre.
The journalist.
What would you do? Something. For what? What
he's
you
blocked
doing?
Everybody.
Yeah, he's blocked.
I'm gonna text him. Unblock you. Text him right now.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't care. Cola Boof.
Don't know who that. Who I know.
The lady who was with Osama bin Laden.
Good.
She called me 2% milk one day.
Oh my lord, that is a good one.
I know.
She got you.
I had to give it to her.
She got you. You had to unload the clip on her ass.
I was like, you know what? You got that one, sis.
Round two. Round two. Don't lose
let
your breath.
Let me go train right quick. Bring back my visuals. And then two other people. I'm not even going to name them because they don't even matter.
Who has you blocked? Who are the
oh, I'm sure thousands of people. Well,
no, like, who are the people that stand out that has you blocked?
Brandy, but I earned that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you blocked me one day.
Brandy blocked.
I know. He said we should be glad that she blocked you.
No, wow. I know, but it.
Wow.
I didn't. The thing is, I didn't add her.
Okay.
It was during the time when she had her reality show, and she was driving a Range Rover.
Okay. No. Can we
and
stop?
I said, it's interesting. I didn't know they would let her drive evidence.
Okay, who else has you blocked? I just need two, so that
would be one. What's another person that has me blocked that I earned? Probably Miguel. That's another one.
The fuck did you piss Miguel off?
What you talk about?
He's so Jones little and nice.
No. And the thing is, I had met him before, but it... Again, I think somebody came out the closet, and I was like, "You're next."
That's the bullshit. That ain't right. That ain't right.
I was very young.
Okay, we'll go.
When I was a child, I did childish things.
Back in the day, I was a kid. I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm trying to think if there's other people that
I think the two that stand out for me. At least these are the two I know.
And we're moving right along.
Crystal blocked me once before.
On purpose?
Yeah, at our initial meet. I had already been like a huge Reed fan. It had helped me through a lot of shit. It had, you know, helped me realize I was problematic and homophobic. I realized all this stuff, made all these strides. And Marshawn Lynch was dating a light-skinned girl. And my dumb ass had to ask Crystal. She said something about dating a light-skinned girl. I said, so a nigga can't have a preference? I said, no, you dummy. And then blocked my ass. And all the shea butter Twitter got my ass together. I said, oh, okay.
No, you dummy.
Yeah. I was like, nope. And so I was blocked. But somehow it became unblocked and followed. So you know, Queen Crystal. Look, I do appreciate you.
You came full circle, and you still have a crush. It never died.
Oh, it won't go nowhere.
It never died.
Listen, I would pay Crystal to like read me. Like I don't know, is that like some dominatrix shit? Like,
yeah.
Talk bad to me.
It is.
Yes.
Like, just talk bad to me.
Like, hello, I'm submissive.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm gonna wear like regular ancient nigga clothes too. I'm gonna come in Nike Tech like I always do.
And a rib tank top.
Because yes.
You can't call it the other thing.
Anymore. And I'm gonna have a do-rag. I'm gonna have my silky on with the cape out.
A dirty one or a real
no,
or
no,
a nice
no.
one?
Silky, silky right. on, okay, on the deep.
Oh no.
Here goes the thing I care about my feet.
Vagina sneakers.
Yeah, they do like clitori.
Yeah.
Okay, we could go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They do. I take you there, like, and then y'all just boom.
No, they do. They look like vaginas.
Two vaginas on your feet.
Yeah. And this is somebody for me who hasn't seen a vagina since the 90s.
It's been the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see one. They be looking good now in 2018.
I'm good.
2018.
I meant like in person.
No, you got to see it in person.
No,
tell
I'm
me.
Cool.
It has the scent to it. It's just
I'm like, cool. The ghetto.
Literally. Ooh, child, the ghetto.
The waft.
Can you imagine me like?
No, you ain't got to do nothing with it. Just look at it.
I'm cool.
Okay.
No, I'm cool.
Okay.
That's. Ooh.
Hey, more for me.
Yes, all for you. There's. All right. Y'all ready?
Yush.
My friend met a man online who acts like he commits to women, but uses them for sex and money.
Oh, she met me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
In 3 months, she says, whoa. In 3 months, she says he stole, DK, $10,000 from her and she co-signed on a car. He's repaid some of the money, but is driving around in the car and won't return her calls. Advice. You did this to yourself.
Yeah, you did this all to yourself.
Oh,
and like he didn't. Yeah,
you played yourself.
First of all, why the fuck did he pay any money back?
I wouldn't have paid.
If he was giving her penis,
no shade.
Oh god.
No, like first
of
all,
even exchange.
I don't know about all that, but if you're, it's a difference if it's like
I've appropriated funds. Upwards of $300 for my sexual time.
You're a sex worker.
No, that means you stole.
I took it.
Yes. This nigga said you stole up to $300
upwards
for listen, my dictivity.
Yeah, there's one time. There's one time. If y'all want to hear, go listen to Horrible Decisions. I walked in the house. There was $180 on the kitchen table. I took a deposit, just because I'm a real nigga. I took $60, took three 20s, and I went and had sex. And the sex was terrible. I said, I'm taking all that motherfucking money. It was wasting my fucking time. Wasting my fucking time.
So, oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah, if I'm having sex with you.
You really are one of the city girls.
Free JT.
Yeah, really are.
Krisha. Do you love me? Are you riding? Tell me never, ever, ever leave beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you.
But yeah, this is all her fault. And I don't feel bad for you, sis. Why on earth would you co-sign for anything for a man in this economy?
Cause ooh, we deserve.
Stop being poor.
It's hard out here for a black man.
It's hard out here for us.
If you've seen the statistics, black women are killing shit out here.
They are.
So ain't no room for us. We
have to steal from us.
Or hang on to your coattails, whatever one you would like, depending on how you look at it.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass.
Mammy titty.
A self-proclaimed woman. I can't. Yandla, call him. Rhonda.
Mouse, stop. It was
not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
All you're going to hear during recordings, Yandla yelling at producers, there was $180 on the kitchen table.
First he took 60, and then he took the rest. You think Frederick Douglass would have taken $60 off the counter?
I'm not even going to say anything. I'm going to literally jump in her lap.
She's going to put you in front of the ofrenda.
She is.
And make she you is. Confess to the she ancestors is. That I, you stole money.
She's going to take me to the ancestral plane?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to apologize.
Tell Malcolm how you stole $60 and then the rest.
She's going to be mad when I talk to her. Malcolm.
That's what he did.
That's what I'm about to say. She's going to be mad when I talk to Malcolm. Yeah. Like, hey, like, hey, nigga, you understand.
Yeah. What's the problem?
Malcolm, you understand how it was.
Malcolm was.
Nigga Killmonger was wild.
He was.
What? Okay.
You ready all right. for the next one?
All right. Okay. We're not going to talk about Malcolm selling bussy. We're not going to do this.
No,
we're not going to do this. We aren't going to do that.
Well, this one is kind of on brand. came home early from class and caught my 45-year-old father parading around the house in my mother's lingerie.
Okay.
All He's right. been nervous that I may tell my mom. He also picks fights with her to leave. Other than doing drugs to erase my memory, what can I do?
Mind your business. Like, you ain't never. Well, no, you haven't. But I've gotten some pussy so good sometimes.
The panties just
be on. I don't know where they came from. It'd be on my head, be around my arm. Bruh. Never, panties ain't never just magically appeared on your person. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. The father probably woke up, panties was just on. He's like, nigga, she fucked the shit out of me. Like, I've done the fuck the shit out of me dance sometimes. Just but after, I mean, just like, she fucked the shit out of
this
me.
This nigga wakes up like Spike and she got to have a pair of drawers on his head.
Right. So now you well, walk like, in and you... And
I don't think it's that simple. I think he's wearing like a teddy and shit. Like,
hey...
Some Louboutins.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how he got into that. And I'm not judging that man.
No, I'm not judging. I think the shock is like, I think even regardless of, you know, no one really cares. You know, that's his prerogative.
Oh, no.
It's like seeing
cares.
Your father like that. It's like, oh, nigga, what? Like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't tell prepared. Me to do nothing tough no more.
Yeah.
Hey, take out this guard. Teddy, relax.
Yeah.
You better relax, Teddy. Because... Yeah. You better take sir. The bass out your voice.
And I also feel like, you know,
minding my business, sir.
Right, I'm minding my business, so you need to mind yours
or my mom's, whatever.
Yeah,
but just
yo, who's that you bring to my house? You better take the bass out of your voice when talking right. to me.
Until you get your own lingerie, sir.
Until you get your shit together,
right? Get your own Vicky's Secret. Keep my out of mind.
Because I'm tired of mom coming to me asking me, did I wear her stuff? I ain't wear that shit.
I don't wear that goddamn pink.
What you my father? You always in the room.
Like, in any event.
Yo,
like,
did y'all see that movie they put on Twitter? Like, last year? Like, the son was, like, sleeping with the dad.
The Strange Things About the Johnsons, yes.
That's what this sounds like.
Nigga P. Sitter.
Kind of. Have you ever seen Strange Things About the Johnsons? I'm going to send you the movie.
Don't.
Okay. You know, it's supposed to be a comedy, which is...
That shit wasn't nothing funny about
essentially,
that.
It's a very, very dark comedy.
It's a horror.
No, it wasn't funny to me, because it came out in, like, 2010, 2011.
Oh, remember, it's that old?
Yes, because I remember live tweeting it. It is wild. It's about, you know how, I'm gonna let you watch it.
It's the reverse of the Oedipus complex. Yeah. It's the inverse of the Oedipus complex.
Like, I'm gonna let you guys watch it.
The son was the father.
The son has been raping and molesting his father.
Since like 13.
The son's been...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you were just doing... which I had no right to interrupt without knocking. And I'm sorry. But what you were doing was completely natural. And normal and to be expected. And I just wanted to come in. Not to make it weird, but...
Who made this?
I don't know, but we need to arrest them. They can't be seen.
No, he just came out with a movie recently. Like an award-winning movie.
Is it black?
No.
But the black people... The black people in it, though...
Kicked ass. That was like, I believe
it. Like, the cast is black.
And I seen all of them in real life, and it was like, stay with
me. Yeah, like, when you see them, you're gonna be like, oh, I've seen them in movies like so before. Much.
It is. And literally, the movie is like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, I have it in my, because I saved it from long ago, years ago, because I was like, this is gonna be something one day. The strange things about the Johnsons.
Somebody hit me on Twitter last year and was like, yo, you gotta watch this. And so I'm thinking the person who sent it to me is the filmmaker. So I retweeted. And this is when I realized the little power I wield on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because in an hour, 50 people are hitting me like, why did you retweet this? Yeah, I go to watch the movie. Like, what's wrong with y'all?
I think I told you. I was like, oh, no. Yes. Strange things about the
XD concept. Hits me like, oh, you never seen it before? I said, no. Oh, and then I watched it and was like, why did no one?
Okay. Did you delete it?
I didn't download it. It was on YouTube. I blocked the account.
It's
heavy. All of that in worse.
It was supposed to be a comedy?
Yeah. Now that you know it's a comedy and when you watch it, you'll kind of understand why it's a comedy at the end.
Just don't watch it.
But it's right. No, that's I think you should watch it.
Oh.
That's great. Mm-mm. So, you ready for
it's
the next
a, one? It's a horror movie on the levels of Precious.
Oh,
like,
okay.
To me, which Precious is a horror movie.
Precious is... See?
I didn't hear what he said.
It's funny.
He thinks that Precious is the feel-good comedy of 2009.
Yeah, it was.
I'm not against it, but I was thoroughly scared of Monique.
She said...
Come here.
It was like that movie we watched with the clowns.
Stitches?
Ooh, yes. Yeah. Like a Netflix comedy, but you laugh at how bad it is.
Yeah.
That's Stitches.
It's a horror, but it's not.
Something Strange About the Johnsons and Precious.
Okay. Even though Precious.
Come here and make Mama feel good.
Yeah. Come take care of Mama Precious.
Come take care of Mama Precious.
She said.
Try to take my baby.
She said.
Try to take my baby. What is that supposed
to welfare.
Do?
She said. Carl wanted the titty. And Carl reached over. And I was like, what you doing, Carl?
What you doing to my baby, Carl?
What you doing to my baby, Carl? Shut your fat ass up.
So what did you do?
Shut my fat ass up.
Hey, that was $50,000 well paid, man.
Oh, man. Icon. Give Monique her things.
Give Monique her things.
Every ounce, every
day. Lee Daniels, you shut up.
Did you see Lee Daniels' hair?
Nigga.
When Dame Dash agreed to give him $20 million, did you see his hair?
A Dominican blowout.
He had the Dance Dance Revolution nigga hair.
Yeah.
This is why I always say there's always a sissy that has had a perm in his hair at one point in their life.
He had a.
That wasn't good.
You remember a Mad TV when Deborah Wilson did Whitney Houston?
Yes.
He had that hair.
And it was his. Like, he would,
and now that I finally saw it, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
The way,
and like, I don't know if it was a wig or if that was his.
No, that was his real hair. I seen the root. And I think that Dame Dash didn't deserve his $2 million back. Because if you gave that man $2 million,
you can't do business with nobody with hair like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no.
What's wrong with you?
No.
Cut your hair, get a Caesar, wear a durag, lay down,
then come
and ask me.
Or lock it or something.
Braid it. Yeah. What was wrong with cornrows?
Yeah.
It was like a nigga in the courtroom for a child support case.
Yeah, but don't wear it like that.
Okay, we go on now. Okay.
I work at an urgent care clinic. I just got the job. My sister's husband came in with a burning sensation.
Oh, shit, man.
I'm in the next room and heard everything. Mm. He admitted having unprotected sex. Mm. They tell him to bring in his partner. Mm. He says it's his married neighbor. Tell my sister?
Hell yeah.
You can't. You can't. Because you're violating HIPAA.
Yeah.
First the fuck of all.
Yeah.
So is your sister knowing her nigga ain't shit, but she already know he ain't shit? Is that worth your job? Because I tell you one thing.
She's absolutely.
There's
actually right.
There's 150,000 RNs right now.
Okay.
They don't need your black ass. All right? There is a CNA graduating as we speak. She is taking her little Lehman check, her little refund check, and going down to the used car lot. She's getting her new old Nissan.
You're not about to have my sister oozing pepper sauce.
Now.
Who's to say that sister ain't giving it to her? Who to say the sister ain't give it to him?
The married neighbor gave it to him.
No, he thinks. See, because we always trust our women. If we go to the book of Tyler.
Oh, God.
Yes, Perry. In the text in Why Did I Get Married, Part 1. Mm-hmm. And you remember. Verse Angela. And Spawn. Spawn believed, amen, because he believed his woman. He believed that he had to contract, amen, this foul disease from elsewhere. Not to know it came from the very bed he shares. Come on.
This nigga needs to come
right
for nigga peace theater.
It's very...
This is... bullshit at its finest.
But which is do I not write. Make a good point?
No, you make a terrible point.
Angela Gave spawned the disease.
The only, he admitted. The only thing that I'm going to say to this is that
fuck your job if you want to.
She should not tell her directly.
Leak some
what
shit.
She can do is find a different way to let a cis know and be like, hey. Now, also, in that type of setting, he's going to have to, he's legally bound, like, obligated to let his wife know, like, hey, oh, I got some shit.
That ain't happening.
But either way, there's got to be a way.
I had a hair bump.
There's got to be a way.
I had a hair bump that I knew. I just knew it was herpes. I just knew it. It was a hair bump.
Oh, my God.
Because I was shaving bad. Mm-hmm. I shave good now. Mm-hmm. But I was shaving bad. Because I never liked that shit. I was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. I remember, I was 13. And then one day it just was all there. I said, what the
fuck? You were shaving your nuts at 13?
Yeah, because what the fuck was that? That's not cute. And it felt like it stunk. And that's a lot to put in some box of briefs. Whenever you got to use the bathroom, you're like, I don't like that. I don't like that shit. I don't like that. I ain't like that. Then I learned, when I was like 15, that when you shave, it looks bigger. Heard that on some show. It's never failed me yet. So I had this hair bump, and I just knew it was herpes. You think I said something? Fuck no. Was not about to be the 16-year-old with herpes. Sure wasn't. I ain't say shit. I picked that motherfucker right off.
Oh, ladies, are you listening?
Same.
Oh my God.
Don't
count.
Studs,
because Mouse is coming for you too.
Hey, it's just a hair bump. Don't worry.
Oh my God. Just a hair bump. Oh my God.
But just know.
It could be something else.
That was a character trait.
Oh, yeah, I hold it down. Mm-hmm. That See, means you can trust me.
That means you cannot.
You can trust me with a secret.
Been 11 days, unseen hours. I'm going to be burning till you return.
But I cannot trust you that you will not give me your secrets.
It's just a hair bump. Can't contract a hair bump.
No, you can't contract a hair bump, but what happens if you get something else?
Okay, come on. We're thinking too far.
It's like, let's live in the present.
Live in the present. I'm clean. I'm 16. Come on.
I left a good paying job in Kansas. I moved to Atlanta to reunite with my ex-husband.
Are they gay? I said something wrong.
No.
Just giving context.
He'd been texting me for months with pics of his success.
That's what they call it now.
This fraud ass nigga wooed me to Georgia because his current woman kicked him out. Tired of saving him, but can't let go. Help.
What?
I'm gonna leave this one up to you. As a straight man, I can't help with this one.
These are straight people.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She
fraud. Atlanta.
Because his woman kicked him out
from Kansas.
What's that show you've been watching?
Oh, Chasing Atlanta. These are straight people, though.
Mm-hmm. Don't believe it. So I'm going to leave this one
up
to you.
Listen, we have come to the conclusion that when Mouse sets his mind on something, that's what it is.
And are you a Taurus?
No, I am a... Starts with an A.
Aquarius?
No.
What's your birthday?
Aries.
April
15th is my birthday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, I'm worried. I'm going to tell you why I'm worried. Because Doop just sent me...
Because you are just as stubborn as I am, and your birthday is like 2 weeks before mine.
See, Doop sent me something. Sent me a screen because I don't say a name.
So I know, like, Doop, yeah. Doop. Of course.
Yeah.
Right. So Doop sent me a picture. It says Aries. It says, big flirts when single, but committed to the special one. I said, that is me like a motherfucker.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Then she said, Libra. Big flirt. They are with someone, but can't resist flirting with others. I said, that's bullshit, first of all. You listening to these stupid ass stars. You better be a fucking adult. And now y'all talking about me being an Aries. It's something in the mojo. I don't know if this is the Palo Santo burning or the incense. Something's going on here, and I need Fran to pray.
Fran prayers have been said.
I just feel like I wouldn't have left no job for no damn man, so.
In the city.
The ghetto.
No, you deserve it all.
Yeah.
When you do clownery.
Hey, when you make bad decisions, you gotta live with those things.
Got to.
And we can't keep not holding, if this is a woman, because it sounds like gay men to me. If this is a woman, we cannot keep giving them the benefit of the doubt and putting all the onus on the man. If you already know niggas ain't shit,
yeah,
and you go follow behind an ain't shit nigga thinking you different, and
you different,
ain't
different.
Shit comes out.
Ain't shit begets ain't shitness.
So, and when you become an incubator for it, and when you enable it, this is what I tell people. I told women a long time ago, I said, listen, 2017, I can't date no enablers. You ain't fitting. I'm trying to be better, and I can't be with somebody that ain't going
to
let me be better.
Listen to this logic.
And I mean that, and that's not me putting an onus on her. That's me saying, hey, I'm going to be accountable, so I need you to be accountable.
Yeah.
Don't let me get over, and you just be like, yeah, I know men ain't shit. No, bitch, I'm trying to be better. And you ain't aiding to me being better by letting me get away with dumb shit.
Right.
But I could look in Jade's eye, and I could tell she owed this nigga gets held to the fire.
Both goes both ways.
See what I'm saying? Accountability. Favorite word. Full circle.
That's it. Sometimes you don't want to hear it, but it is what it is. Got to.
Last one.
Okay.
He didn't want to agree with me. That's what that was. Yeah, he didn't want to agree with me. Agreements, I see.
He's like, it's your mouse.
Yeah. Know me. Like,
Through it, through.
Yeah. Dated 2 months, and I beat his big ma. He says she's the only woman he trusts. I work hard to bond with her. I asked to see his baby pics. She says... He didn't slide out of this pussy, but he used to slide in it. She is his old ass ex, and he doesn't see that it's wrong.
Oh.
Help.
Oh, man. Oh, man. So much to unpack here.
First of all, the way she said that was gross.
He didn't slide out this pussy,
but he used to slide in it.
First of all, man, I want to fight.
That's gross.
That's utterly disgusting.
That's gross. That's nasty.
Why?
Why you got to say that like that? I just be like, first of all, why you got to say that like that?
I feel like I need a cleansing.
Right?
A colonic. Some.
A bath. Like one of the ones with the lavender.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even want to get my hair wet, but let me stand under it and just
pour it over.
Yeah, I need the old
people are nasty. They just say the nastiest thing.
Which is like, very true.
And it's just like, it's like, hey,
Gertrude, let's relax.
Yeah, just,
Ethel, I don't need to know what was happening at that time.
So he was fucking a senior citizen, and
so he's definitely homosexual.
Or maybe he just likes old. You know, have you ever watched that show? What is it called? Cougars. They used to come on. Is it called Cougars?
Mm-hmm.
It was a reality show about niggas who like old ladies.
Older women are beautiful lovers. I said older women. They understand. I've been around some, and I have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
I want y'all to always know there's a benefit to these women.
There's a check.
Exactly. They don't like them. We just ain't shit. We will fuck anything.
Huh.
I just want y'all to understand. I get that straight now. So you put all that together, and it makes sense that this nigga would be fucking this old woman. I fucked some older women in my life.
How much older, though?
I've never gone past 43.
I don't think that's old, once though.
Once the hands start to wrinkle.
Well, how old are you now?
I'm 29.
Okay.
When I dated the 43-year-old, I was 18.
Oh, that was old.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And like That's when I stop. Right when the hands start to ring. Because you know black women, good black don't crack. Them hands hold on. But much like a tree's rings, those hands will tell the story. As soon as she hits about 40, them hands start to...
No, my mom has nice hands.
How old is she?
53, 4.
Let her wash. Let her use like palm olive without the moisturizer in it.
Oh my God.
Black women's hands are much like age like Chinese people. You know how Chinese people just are very young. Very, very young looking up until just one day. And then they come back and now they're Raiden from Mortal Kombat. That's how black women's hands be. It'd be, you'd be like, oh my God, girl, 16 rings. Go ahead, bitch. And then they come in with the bag lady hands. And you're like, hey, you wanna do something about
my
that?
My mama got pretty hands.
What about your auntie?
She got nice hands.
Oh, now we're lying.
A little thick.
We're lying now.
They're nice.
And there's no way.
There's no veins.
None? No varicose? Mm-mm.
No.
Okay.
XD, how many bad hands is in your family? How many bad woman hands is in your family? Because I know Jay lying now.
I'm not lying.
You know, but you said you got Mexican in you. You said you got Mexican in you.
Yeah, but
what's that? And it should actually be working against you. So you might be an anomaly. Your family might be an anomaly.
I have Mexicans been, I will like say bananas. I have the nicest hands in my family.
Okay. And you, okay.
Did you?
Because I do have, like, yeah.
I do have nice hands and nice nail beds.
Thanks.
I don't have nice nail beds.
Okay.
Beyonce has the prettiest hands on the planet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually,
yeah.
It's stressful.
It's fucking Beyonce.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you born with these hands?
Everything.
She's not. She moisturized with tears of light skin niggas.
That don't have nothing to do with it.
Oh my God.
Because I moisturize.
You don't moisturize with tears of light skin niggas.
I don't really like them like that. But
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got, then my knuckle was just born big. Like, it's just.
That's that Mexican. That Mexican.
You might be right, because actually that is the side of the family.
I've been to enough laundromats in
all right
America to know a Mexican knuckle.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mouse Jones.
I said something. Okay.
We are at the end of the show.
Mexican knuckles look like they're grabbing something.
We are a problematic show. It might have just got taken to another level today.
I said something crazy.
No, leave the Mexicans alone.
Why I gotta leave them alone?
I
like them here.
It's a trying time.
See, first of all, let me tell you about that.
Okay.
That ain't right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. No, go ahead. That's too good.
Listen, there are other races. Mm. There are black people that are getting deported just as much as them.
They are.
Just want people to remember that. There are Haitians. Oh, Haitians are the number one. This act is fucking them Haitians up.
Mm-hmm.
So all that little Haiti shit is cool till ICE come around. That's all I'm saying. So let's all just keep it in perspective. And I'm for everybody being here. Come on over. I need more fans. So come on over. Me in subtitles, all of that good stuff. But you gonna get these jokes because we all ask for equality. I told my gay brothers and sisters that. I tell the trans brothers and sisters that. Tell the blacks, tell the Spanish. If we want equality, you have to understand you're going to get these jokes.
That's fair.
You're going to get these jokes. You can't ask for inclusion and then ask for exclusivity.
That's right.
Very true.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mouse Chappelle.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mouse.
Thank you guys for having me.
Where can people find you?
Yes.
You can find me, number one, on Twitter and Instagram because that is my currency. Mouse_Jones. Every Friday at 10:30 a.m. you can find me at on BT's YouTube. I'll apologize later, so make sure you go subscribe at BT Networks. Whenever they feel like dropping it, we do a BT pull up, so you can catch those up there as well. And if you definitely just have a fix and need to see me or hear me, you can subscribe to my podcast, The He-Man Woman Haters Club, on SoundCloud and iTunes. We're just out here.
We're out here
doing the good work.
Out here.
Yeah.
But you will see me in more places.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
Follow Mouse to get all the jokes.
And
you will get them.
And you will also get some introspection.
You
okay?
Will.
I be I be talking to myself sometimes. I be like, yo, you a nigga.
Yeah. The duality is strong.
Why? Because you will never see
the sun and the moon at the same time.
Come on,
Jay, do you have any church announcements?
You can come see me and Kia on July 21st in Washington, D.C. for the Impact Conference.
Boop.
It's hosted by the Reed AME Church. there's a poll going on Twitter on whether or not I'm going to curse in the church. Kia started it.
Don't
and niggas
dare.
Are able to vote yellow hearts if they think that I will hold my tongue, and black hearts if they think that I will be myself. So,
don't you curse in that church.
I'm trying. I'm going to try.
Don't,
my,
don't you do that.
But it's not a church event. It's just hosted by the church, and it's held in the church. But the link will be on my social media.
So they don't listen to this show.
You know, I really...
they just listen to Getting Grown.
Probably.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can't listen to this.
They cannot.
They can't listen to this.
Let's hide this before Impact.
Yeah.
How many more weeks? Let's not drop this episode until after Impact. Because I feel this would be the one.
No, this is coming out this week.
This would be the one to be like, hey.
Canceled.
Hey, Kia, you can come.
Jay, she's not welcome. Mm-hmm. But you can meet us there. I'll put the link in the description box. Come check out me and Kia doing. We channeled our inner Jaden XD, and we're doing the ABCs of adulting. So all of the things that fall under adulting, it will be held at the Impact Conference. What about you?
Nothing.
Patreon.
Oh yeah, we have that. our Patreon users, you should have a little gift by the end of the week. And keep on subscribing to our Patreon. We have more treats for you along the way.
Amen.
And Nigga Peace Theater will be back next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I need to say.
You want me to do benediction? Okay. All right.
No.
We've had.
No, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. love, peace, and chicken grease, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of Jade and XD was produced by Abraham Kevin Quizada.
That needs to be the name of my, like, explicit sex podcast.
More Fab Fit Mouse. Fun. More fun with Mouse.
No, she said, what's your friend's name who's coming?
Oh.
I said Mouse. She said... Mouse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a little mouse.
Yep. She gathered me.
Yes.
She gathered me.
Yes. No. It's exactly like that. She was like, she did not think I was telling the truth.
It's rough when grown women be like, you be in a spot and be like, what's your name? I'll be like, it's Mouse. And they be like Mouse. I'm like, don't do that with your name. Yes, Mouse. like an animal.
Why
God damn
you
it.
Do that to a nigga?
like Mouse? Like,
you really think a nigga wants to see
and
you?
And she was like, so, yo, she was, yo, the woman that did it to me yesterday, she was so beautiful, son. She was like, what's your name? I'm like, Mouse. She's like, Malcolm? Mouse. She was like a mouse. I said, bitch.
Yes, beautiful.
You just got so ugly. You just got so ugly just now. I'm going to punch your father.
Oh, my God.
I don't threaten women.
That's
I threaten their family members.
That's right.
No, that's fair.
No, that's absolutely fair, actually.
Like, I don't curse people out anymore. I just, like, I don't say fuck you. I
threaten whole
men. I threaten their, like...
Well, this nigga just threatened somebody's family before we start recording.
I'm not sure I would. Like, who's your favorite family member?
No, it's true.
Y'all,
no, because I said...
Except for grandpas.
Popeyes get it.
Yeah,
because they love their papa.
It depends. Anybody can get it. It's like Game of Thrones.
Yo, bitches love they papa. I will pop on papa.
Yeah.
I have a papa.
See, that's why. And you love him, don't you?
Yeah.
Tristan, there you go. She have a violate. Just go see papa. Go see papa. And don't even tell him what's coming. She'll know. Like as soon as y'all at the next cookout, like.
This nigga gonna show up to the door like Dre.
Just like this. Don't even say just. No. You gotta have the hoodie on like Dre from Power.
Like Dre.
With the card. Just have a spades card. Just have a two of spades. Hey, I thought we took that out. Nah, Papa. Two of spades here today.
Two of hearts. Two of hearts. Two of clubs. Two of spades.
Ooh, this is
so I thought
so
it was Joker, deuce, deuce. Sure ain't, not today.
You see how his nigga is? He showed my husband how to threaten me in my home.
I'm sorry. Listen, I don't believe in the threatening of women. Even if you don't mean it, I think you're that like, shit is so pussy.
Yeah, it is.
But I will threaten all your male family members and really beat them up, too.
I threaten your people and show up in a dream.
He said gays hunt.
Yeah, we do.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true. I will show up in a dream.
There's a gay I got a rabbit minister foot who in I my... made fun of all my teenage years.
See?
Every month there's a dream about him just there. Like, why are you
See,
here?
Exactly.
That's XD.
Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Like, Michael Pugh, leave
a dream.
Me alone.
I told I will show up in a dream.
You did?
No. Like, bam. Bam.
I literally ask him in my dream at this point, what are you doing here? Leave me alone.
He's like, you know why I'm here.
I'm like, yeah, listen,
you know
sir.
You know why I'm here.
Sir, I'm sorry. I need to find him and just apologize.
Be like, listen, life. I was young and dumb.
I was young, dumb, uneducated.
No.
Those jokes were not fair.
We never let anything go. We love a receipt.
Yeah, I love a receipt.
Kids love a receipt. I left a good job. I left a good paying job in Kansas.
I'm sorry.
It was right there.
I'm sorry.
It was.
Oh.
Oh, no, girl. Oh. I told you I was recording. No.
I was going to judge XD so bad.
No, that
right
was
now.
Me. That was absolutely me. Mm-hmm. Didn't know.
Sorry. Yeah. Dating a guy who had a baby last year. I didn't know he was expecting in the beginning, but I did see him. But I did see the female at drop-off and pickup time.
Okay.
I stayed with him, and now he has recent baby and baby mama photos on social media, but he says it's over. I don't know. Hold on. Wait a minute.
What? I'm confused.
Right. So let me read, because I think this nigga may be in jail. So hold on. Oh. Dating a guy who had a baby last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was expecting in the beginning, but I did see the female at drop-off and pickup time. I stayed with him, and now he has recent baby and baby mama photos on social media, but he says it's over. I don't know. Advice.
What? I'm confused.
I don't know what that means.
Wow.
At drop-off and pickup time.
I don't know what that means at all, actually. Is that, like, daycare? Is that
right.
school? Is
Are
that,
you a teacher?
Like, what? I'm
I don't
confused.
Know. We're going to skip that one and go to the last
yeah,
one, last one, last one.
That one was trash.
Okay.
Yeah, you deserve whatever hell you get.
This is a very good one.
The days are getting shorter, and you can feel it in the air. Yes, it's that time of year. Pumpkin is finally back at Dunkin'. It's the cozy you've been craving all summer long, now in your cup at Dunkin'. Pick up all of your pumpkin favorites, like the signature pumpkin spice iced latte, or a pumpkin iced coffee, and bakery items like pumpkin donuts and muffins. Sip into something comfortable to celebrate the start of cozy season. Use the Dunkin' app for contactless ordering. America runs on Dunkin'.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good, and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond Almonds. Crave victoriously.